How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel before our God because of you? It is good to be back at St. Mark's. And for all of the love we have for all of you who you've known for so long, and also for the greetings of those who have come since our departure. And I thank Willis for inviting Jackie and me to return on the first Sunday of Advent. We hope you all had a blessed Thanksgiving with your loved ones and friends. As this Sunday begins a new church year, I say Happy New Year to those who are here and to those who are at home watching or listening by the internet. But I also wonder, what is the Advent we are praying for? Advent words of promise are not just tinseled, sentimental words, but full of tension and longing. And so the real Advent season is not just for people who are waiting in hopeful anticipation for the right gifts or even for Christmas Day. Rather, Advent can be a season for those beleaguered souls who are tired of waiting for thy kingdom come. A season of lament for those who pray with the psalmist, how long, O Lord, how long? How long must we wait for justice? And for the psalmist saying today, the pathways of love and faithfulness are coming. How long must we wait when rebellion, resentment, and retribution are burning the candle at both ends in our world? Is that all that we see on this day? So why does Advent matter anymore? When we have zero time to stop, listen, and pray as we count down our days to the big holiday. Do we have no time for God's future, only our own? How long must God wait for us? Our opening hymn and our scriptures for the first Sunday of Advent, and some Advent poetry, which will be read by Jackie at the lectern, tell us a different story than we see on our streaming videos and Facebook posts. In our hymns and in our scriptures and in our deepest longings, Advent season is actually three things: a season of coming light, of unexpected growth, and new signs of eternal life. If we have no time for these things to come to pass, God still does, as our time is short, but God's is forevermore. If not just an advent of sentimental gifts and frosty Dickensian nostalgia for Christmas past, what then is the advent of Christ to come? If we listen to the story of the candle of hope that we have lit and the prophetic truths we hear in our scriptures and the sacred and searing longings of O come Emmanuel, we will find that the Advent season is more than we thought. At least three holy and hopeful things more in Christ's Advent, in God's word, and in our lives. First, in Christ's coming, Advent is a season of hope for the coming of rekindled light from God to us. Second, in God's word, Advent is a season of hope for the coming of new shoots of growth from old stumps. from God to us. In our lives, Advent is a season of hope coming with signs of eternal life from God to us. We begin this holy season hearing that Advent, in Christ's Advent, there is a season of hope in the coming of rekindled light for us. So on this day, we light the first candle. We hear in our collect for the day that Christ will put his armor of light upon us for good. So on this day, we sing, O come, thou day spring from on high, and cheer us by thou drawing nigh. This year, this Sunday is also the beginning, starting today, of the Jewish feast of Hanukkah, the Jewish festival of lights. So here, my enlightening wife, Jackie, read verses from a Jewish poem for our shared season of light.
A Hanukkah poem, Listen to the Candles, by Philip Neyman Wirth. Listen to the candles. Hear them weave their spells. Listen to the candles. Each flame has a story to tell. The flame of love binds us together, united throughout history. The flame of awe, keeping us humble and teaching how great we can be. The flame of love. Love, united throughout history. The flame of awe. Awe, silently teaching how little we are, but how great we can be. Flames are drawn to each other, adding to the glow. One flame lights another and spreading joy wherever they go. The flame of freedom, illuminating sparks even in the darkest place. The flame of peace, inside and outside, transcending time and space. The flame of freedom. Freedom burns in the darkest place as well. The flame of peace. The flame of faith. Faith believing eternally. The flame of soul. Soul. The menorah keeps burning. The menorah keeps burning for you and me. Listen to the candles. Listen to the candles. Hear them weave their spell. Listen to the candles. Each flame has a story to tell. Listen to the candles, flaming in design. Listen to the Hanukkah candles. The story is yours and mine.
Second, Advent is a season of hope for the coming of new shoots growing from old stumps. On this day, in the aftermath of the day of slaughter at the Waukesha Christmas Parade in Wisconsin, we sing, O come thou branch of Jesse's tree, free us from Satan's tyranny. So hear Jeremiah's words from the Message Bible this time. When that time comes, I will make a fresh and true shoot sprout from Jesse David's tree. He will run this country honestly and fairly. He will set things right, unquote. So then, hear my gardening wife, Jackie, read a second Advent poem by a modern poet and landscaper, which gives rise to hope that death can be changed into life in the coming and rising of God's kingdom in the flesh for us.
Shoot, a poem by Susanna King, who writes as you're speaking to a young shoot growing from a fallen mother tree. You were your mother's last effort, sustaining life when she faced death. Your mother was old and strong and beautiful. I wish you could have seen her in her springtime glory before that winter day when ice came raining down. When she saw death coming, your mother sent up shoots sprouting by the dozens. She passed on to you her strength, her tenacity. I saw her in you from the beginning and let you grow where you sprang up. Wild at first, spindly, and untamed. I hoped you might grow into my memory of your mother's beauty. So I trimmed your branches and shaped you with care. No longer just a shoot, you've become a tree, one which I hope will grow tall and spread its branches wide and bloom in springtime to remind me that even death is not the end.
Third, Advent is a season of hope for us coming with signs of eternal life. Today we sing, "Disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadow put to flight." And we dare to hope and sing for that. Today we hear Luke proclaim in the Message Bible apocalyptic signs. And then, not just apocalyptic signs, but then their antithesis, signs of eternal life in the end. And so we hear another Advent poem read by my forward-thinking wife, Jackie, about some unexpected signs of life transformed in Christ.
Waiting, a poem by Lisa Lowitz. You keep waiting for something to happen. The thing that lifts you out of yourself catapults you into doing all the things you've put off, the great things you're meant to do in your life, but somehow never quite get to. You keep waiting for the planets to shift, the new moon to bring good news, the universe to align, something to give. But all the while, life goes on in its messy way. And then you turn 40. Or 50, or 60. And some part of you realizes you are not alone. And you find signs of this in the animal kingdom. And when the caterpillar turns to butterfly, if the pupa is brush, it will die. And when the bird taps its beak hungrily against the egg, it's because the thing is too small, and it needs to break out. And midlife walks you into that wisdom, and this is what transformation looks like, the mess of it, the tapping at the walls of your life, the yearning, the writhing, the pushing, until one day, you emerge from the wreck, embracing both the immense dawn and the dusk of the body, glistening and beautiful, just as you are.
So today, we have heard the songs and signs and poems and prayers of a different advent in a different key. We hear the good news of a returning Jesus, God's word coming home to stay, waiting for our return. He is coming to lead us to new light, new growth, new signs of life in the promised fullness of time. In the Christ who is coming home to you, even now. May those ancient, hopeful Advent promises of God, sung, read, proclaimed, and received, rekindle newness and restoration and life in our dark and broken world. Once upon a time, and once again, the time has come, and the days are drawing nigh to light candles of hope, to break the bread of promise, to sing of the morning star, and in hope, to ask ourselves, whose future, whose life, and whose kingdom am I waiting and working for? If it is for us the coming advent of thy kingdom come, then rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Having heard God's word of promise.